Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
And I don't care who takes my tickets, man. I'd give them away. I'd give them to a Steelers fan before I sell them to a Browns fan. It's ridiculous. I mean, I live 4.5 hours away. I've got a 12-year-old son. This is our first year buying season tickets, and we had a freaking blast last year, a total blast. And we bought season tickets thinking we came up to 4 games. We went to the Cincinnati game in Cincinnati last year, which was a total joke, but because we didn't play anybody. But we were going to the playoffs, so we were still happy. We were laughing in Bengals fans' face. This year, we're the laughing stock of this league. This is ridiculous.
So you want to send a message?
You're damn right I want to send a message.
All right.
I mean, my God, I work hard. I work my ass off to buy season tickets for my family to come to 4 hours away from Cleveland. You know what it cost me to come to a game? My son doesn't even want to go.
A lot of money.
He doesn't want to miss school.
It's a lot of money. Steve, I thank you very much for the call and for listening. That's Steve in Huntington West, by God, Virginia, where a lot of people heard that. They saw that. Keith has posted it online on 92.3 The Fan on Twitter. I'm sure it's on our Facebook.
I missed the end of that.
Haven't followed him on the good book in a long time. But either way, you missed the end of that about his son?
His son would rather choose to go to school the next day,
I was just, miss school over this. I was blown away.
12-year-old, that's...
Because I think a lot of people want to send a message. I think they're upset. I think they want to send a message. And I'm at the point. I mean, guys, if you're going to run it back, we'll find out after tonight. I think there's one thing you can do that will start to lift the cloud, but you're not going to get out from under it in 2 years, and that has to do with the quarterback. And that's why I'm like this whole time, like when Andrew Berry's sitting there saying like nothing about 2025, I'm thinking, is he part of those plans? Like you could sit there and say, well, he's being paid. He's being paid. And it's like, okay, well, we're not going anywhere anyway. You could always turn around and say, yeah, you're not going anywhere anyway. That's why he's going to play and start in 2025. And I'm thinking, man, there's going to be some bad vibes.
I already saw yesterday I was getting the text messages about the ticket deposit being due for next year. Now, part of this is, in hearing that call, that was heartfelt. That was someone who makes a 4.5-hour pilgrimage. And I believe... one route could be over the Mothman Bridge, coming back from Huntington, West Virginia, depending on which route they take to get up to Cleveland. I mean, that's scary stuff, Kenny, Bridge. But think about it. It's 9 hours total, not to mention the football game.
I have as much faith that there's a Mothman as I do in Ken Dorsey's offense. Sorry, guys. I know that's important to you down there. I apologize, but it's true.
So what got me about it is we know the NFL is up and down. We know you have a good team 1 year, bad team the next.
No, it's not. The Steelers have a good team every year.
They have a relatively
good team every single season.
There are a few teams, obviously, that have been able to sustain success over a long period of time.
Opponents in our division that we hate. That's what they're called.
That is the hard part about it.
That makes it worse. If they were in the AFC West and we just didn't have to deal with them, if we were in the South, whatever. You're all kind of fighting in the bottom. I know like Houston's better now, but you're all kind of fighting in the same quagmire. I'm sorry to cut you off. It's like it worse. Those two teams, it makes it even worse.
But what I'm saying is I think most people understand that the NFL, you're not going to be good every year. We, on the other hand, have been a team that have been bad for most of our lives. I mean, I'm 43 years old. We have been bad for the most of it. Now, the last 5 years, there have been better moments, without a doubt. And it has been with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry at the helm. But what is so fascinating to me is that it kind of shows, I don't know whether it's that people were not real believers in the setup. Like, they enjoyed the ride. Like, that caller enjoyed the hell out of that ride last year.
Yeah.
But not really a true believer. Because if you were a true believer, you'd say, it's the NFL. You can have a bad year.
Because a lot of people felt that. I think there were some people who hoped. And I did not think, I got it wrong, guys. I did not think there'd be any way they were going to be this bad and be 2-8. I didn't think they would be 11-6 again. What did I guess? 10-7?
Yeah, that's what I had.
Maybe 9-8.
I had 10-7.
And I did not see it being that bad. I did not see the quarterback being a basket case. I did not see him getting hurt for the rest of the year. I didn't foresee there being an argument with the fans to bench the guy. I didn't see any of that stuff. I did not see that coming. There's a lot of people like Steve, and I think Steve is speaking for a very, very strong majority that is silent about this, that they thought last year they were going, hey, I'm going to enjoy this ride because this quarterback ain't good and we got to deal with this and that's the way it's going to be. And now all their thoughts are coming to fruition and they're bothered by that. They're bothered that they were right. I'm over here gobsmacked that I was wrong, that I cannot believe a team that I did believe have talent could play this poorly, could be this poorly organized. I can't believe it. These people saw it coming. They saw it coming. And I thought, hey, man, I know that you guys don't like them, but you can get some things going in a different direction. No, now you're 2-8. And the other guy ain't nowhere to be found. That's why they're thinking the way they are. It's a damn shame. Let me try to get the big jumps in Maple Heights. Yeah, got to go quick. Go.
Lock, okay?
Jumps. So Judas Priest. All right. Demos and Shaker. Hello.
Hey, some of my colleagues are in different NFL cities, and we were talking about, you know, we were joking about the Browns, the Bears, the Titans, and
we accidentally cut the wrong one. All right, Mike in Cleveland, go ahead, quick.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Browns sending us, they have the nerve to send us 20% down without telling us what the charge is going to be for next year.
What?
It's unbelievable.
But you're a season ticket holder?
Oh, yeah, I've been since 89.
Well, it's I think that that's part of it because, and Mike, thank you very much for the call. I don't think anybody's going to do it until they know.
Well, we had a guy on X, Roundhouse, yeah. Right, again, brought to you by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says that deposit is due on December 1st, been a season ticket holder since 82, reasonably certain I'm not renewing unless AB and Depot get fired after the game. They're issuing ultimatums, Ken. They're telling the Browns, either you fire these guys that are responsible for this ASAP, or I'm not renewing my season
this
tickets.
Whole time, I'm like, guys, you got to draft a quarterback. You got to get somebody that they're going to be excited about. You have to. There's a dark cloud that hangs over it. It's that contract.
This
I told you.
Game day. We have football tonight, and this is the conversation.
It's not just that. They've lost faith in the coaching. They lost faith in the coach that if he even has power over the organization. And today, and you're right, we're arguing all these things. We're talking about all these things. We're exasperated with them, and you're about to kick off against the Steelers tonight in the 8 o'clock hour. That's difficult for a lot of folks.
Don't forget, afternoon show will be at the Fairview Tavern. So, West Siders, let's unite. I might take Izzy over there. It's a family environment. We'll go over there and get excited about tonight's game.
I love the Fairview Tavern. They still got that bowling alley next to it?
I think so.
Okay, that's a good bowling alley. I knew a guy, Bob Evans. That's his real name.
He was down on the farm.
Hell of a bowler. No, he was down in the alley. Hell of a bowler.